Hey everybody, welcome to this special episode of Star Wars Minute. I'm Pete 3 Taylor.
I'm Alex Robinson.
And today we're talking about what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? It's a song from the Christmas in the Stars album from 1980. And normally we talk about the Star Wars saga in its entirety, 1 minute at a time. We do a daily episode covering 1 minute of film. But today we're doing it's a Christmas show. It's a Christmas themed show. So we're doing this Christmas song.
This Christmas in the Stars was produced by our old friend Miko, who produced the famous Star Wars disco version that came out in 1977?
Somewhere around there. Well, Star Wars Another Galactic Funk.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I can't forget the Other Galactic Funk. Yeah.
Galactic Funk.
Yeah, but I guess after, this would have been after Empire, because it was November of 1980, Miko approached George Lucas's company and said, hey, we want to do a Christmas album. And it's kind of surprising that Lucas went along with it after the notorious Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah, apparently Miko wrote like a really long letter to George and said, hey, here, you know who I am. You know, I made a lot of money off your thing. Let's work together because there should be a Christmas album. And I think it's George, instead of seeing the Holiday Special as a failure, he saw it, okay, here's where we can improve. And I don't know, the jury's still out, I guess, on whether or not it was an improvement, because I know a lot of people think this whole album is terrible.
Well, it's funny. I mean, I got this album when it came out. I remember getting it for Christmas in 1980.
Yeah, me too.
And at the time when I was a kid, I guess I would have been 11 years old, I thought it was fun. And I still think there are parts of it that are a lot of fun, including the track we're focusing on, What Can You Get a Wookiee for Christmas When He Already Owns a Comb?
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of it seems kind of fillery.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
But, have you listened to it recently? Have you listened to it this holiday season?
Not the whole album yet. I just listened to this track in prepping for this show. But, usually it's on and off. I've listened to it. I'm not going to say every year. I'm sure there are some years where I missed out on it. But
those were the sad years.
Yeah, I still have my copy on vinyl somewhere, I think.
There were only originally only 150,000 copies printed, and then the company RSO folded from an unrelated matter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that seems like RSO seems like it would be a movie, or at least a book, waiting to be told.
Yeah, that's true. Sort of like a Goodfellas, but about the music industry.
Right. Well, isn't there a show like that now? Oh, anyway.
Yes. Anyway.
Specifically, what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns the comb?
They released it as a single, thinking it might, and it did. It got up to number 69.
Up top. The art on the single is really cool. It's that picture of Chewie from Hoth.
Where the weird, he's kind of has like he's been rolling around in the snow or something.
Yeah, and there's a significant wind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it's a cool looking, it's got a kind of a serif font. It looks very subdued. I like it. On Amazon right now, that single is going for $239.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So maybe I never had the single, but maybe I should look for my
my
copy of the album. Who knows if that that goes for money?
I wonder if my parents still have it. I know I had it, but I don't know what they do with it. But do you think Chewie was cold on Hoth? We probably talked about this when we discussed The Empire Strikes Back, but like it seems like he'd be naturally warm. Like he has a fur coat on all the time.
Yeah, but his planet is really warm. It looks like it looks like it's pretty warm and humid, hot and humid on Kazook. So.
So he's like those, like a capybaras or something, like a furry animal that lives in a tropical climate.
Right.
So, speaking of Wookiees, we are here pondering the question, what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb?
Right.
It's sung by a bunch of robots.
Yeah, isn't there a something it's about credited the to droid choir or something.
The Star Wars Intergalactic Droid Choir and Chorale. Don't forget the chorale.
Oh. What's the difference between a choir and a chorale?
I do not know.
Yeah, well.
One's golden. But yeah, it's all sung by goofy voiced robots. This is one of the songs I think is actually one of the highlights of the album, because it's very cartoony and very it's goofy, you know. And well, as regular listeners know, I have a fondness for novelty songs. So
yeah, I you know, especially as a kid, you know, I was a little bit younger than you, but this totally, you know, this was the track that I remembered the most because it was funny. You know, there's other ones, you know, there's a couple of tracks on there that are a little bit more like, oh, Christmas, love, peace, etc., which are important messages that I just didn't care about at all when I was 6 years old.
And one of the funny things about it is that it mentions Luke and Han Solo.
Right.
And even just the fact that it mentions Han Solo improves the coolness of the song. You know, I remember thinking as a kid, like, oh my God, they even mentioned other characters from the movie. It was the 70s. We were really desperate for entertainment. We didn't have phones where you could watch movies all the time.
Sure. No. Well, I like, should we go through the lyrics a little bit?
Yes.
What can you get away for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that to take home? So this implies that it's last minute Christmas shopping. That we did. We forgot about Chewbacca. Much like the Rebellion, we forgot about Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah, they should have said we should get him a medal for Christmas. Yeah,
that's all he really wants.
So, and they specifically say for him to take home. So they're sort of implying that you're going to be giving him a gift in some other context, like at a Christmas party.
Right, right.
And then you're not giving it to him at his home, well, because they don't celebrate Christmas, I guess.
Right. So you don't need to get him anything for Christmas, because he doesn't celebrate it. He celebrates Life Day, and that was like a month ago, and you already missed it. So
the singer, the robots singing this song are misinformed about their social obligations.
Right.
So maybe it's good they don't get Chewie anything, because it'll be awkward then, because Chewie's not giving them anything because he doesn't celebrate. Anyway, continue with...
Maybe he did get them something already and they just misinterpreted it.
Oh, right. Although, yeah, that's why they're doing it in a hurry, because they just found out that Chewie is buying them a gift and they're like, oh my God, he's getting us oil cans. What else would a robot want?
Oil can. things he doesn't need. He doesn't need a tie clip and he doesn't use shaving foam. He'll never wear galoshes or a hat upon his furry dome.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know, is that canonical now? Or do we not have any Wookiees wearing hats or helmets or anything?
Well, interestingly, this does point to the Ewoks and the Wookiees having a common ancestor, because as we know, Ewoks are terrified of hats, because when Princess Leia takes her hat off... Or actually, no, it's naked heads that they're afraid of, not hats. So
so that's why when she took her hat off, she was like, oh, you look like a Wookiee. I'm scared, because they were you know, predator and prey for a little while.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Yes, it is canonical, at least according to me.
Okay.
Although I did look on Wikipedia, and it does say it's not only is it legendary, it's legendary in the expanded universe. So it's double... legendary.
I have, there's a funny in the page that I'm the page that I'm looking at that has the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously either some kind of glitch or some kind of typo. I'm not sure what they meant to say, but for the last chorus it says you know, because it doesn't need a tie clip and it doesn't use shaving foam. So that's what you get a Wookiee for Christmas. Log on to kill this message when he already has a comb.
Well, a communication disruption can only be one thing.
Of course.
so we'll never know what...
Log on to kill this message.
Yeah, it was kind of a darker track compared to the rest of the album.
I guess they figured, you know, all the adults had tuned out by that point, because it was like, you know, the robots are kind of high-pitched and it's very much a kid-sounding song, so.
Yeah.
Like, maybe like, you know, 3 minutes in, they're just like, okay, kids, here's the message.
It's like, log in to kill your parents. It's all like, satanic. So there's more lyrics than that, right?
Basically. Well, there's a lot of like the robots talking in the background.
Does it have what they got Skywalker and what about Solo? Does it have the answers to those questions, that dialogue?
Not, maybe I'd have to log in to get those. Oh, but
no, don't. You'll kill the message.
Let me see if I can find them on a different site. I'm trying to remember what the...
While you're doing that, I will tell an interesting anecdote. Miko talked to George Lucas when they were planning the album, and he said they talked on the phone for about an hour. Miko was very nervous at first. George Lucas is the kind of guy who listens a lot and doesn't say very much. That seems very much in character. And this is what he said that George Lucas said, basically summarizing, these are the things you can do, and these are the things you cannot do, but one thing, you must not kiss the Wookiee.
What?
That's what Miko says, George. That was the when they were giving all the when George Lucas was saying, okay, here's the things you can do, here's the things you can't do on the album. But he ended it by saying, one thing you must not do is kiss the Wookiee.
Huh.
Makes no sense.
Who must not kiss the Wookiee?
No one.
I'm confused.
The Wookiee must never be kissed.
Oh. But wait. That happened in Chewie Kisses Mala in the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, so you think that's what it's a reference to?
Maybe.
Oh, I like it. I thought it was some obscure, you know, like Sicilian curse or something.
May you never kiss a Wookiee.
Although it does make me wonder now if this is referring to some other thing, like maybe kissing is also against the Wookiee's religion,
huh.
Which is why when Princess Leia says, I just assume kiss a Wookiee, meaning like that would cause so much offense that Chewbacca would have no choice but to murder her.
Right.
Again, very dark. Sorry, this is a Christmas episode.
Let's see, a scarf for Skywalker.
That's true. He would be cold all the time.
Perfume for the princess.
She's a lady.
So far they seem to be going with alliteration. It was S for S, P for P.
Oh.
But then I guess they got Han Solo earmuffs?
Hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does not make sense. It's not alliterative. And what rationale would there be to give him earmuffs? Oh, maybe because they're going to Hoth?
Yeah, maybe.
This did come out the year of Empire.
Yeah. Still, something seems not right about that.
Yeah.
But what they do end up getting... Well, there's two. Let's see. In the song, they say that what you can get him is love and understanding, goodwill towards man. Wrap it all up in bright colored ribbon and give it to him all over again, implying that every year they here's love and understanding and goodwill towards man. Which I'd be a little bit disappointed. I mean, it's once it's like, oh, okay, that's, you know, that's clever, and I agree. This is what the season's all about. But then it's like, hey, I got you that again.
Yeah, it's like, got me again. Turning it upside down, shaking the box. Like,
right. Really? Not even a gift card? It's a new, I'm going to work on that Chewbacca. That's my new Chewbacca. It's going to be like, hey, what, really? Yeah. But what they, I think what the robots end up saying near the end that they get him, so one of them solves the problem. He's like, I know we can get the Wookiee. And they're like, what? And he's like, a brush.
Wop, 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 wop.
Exactly.
Well, then once you open up that door, then you can get him a curling iron. You can get him, you know, gel, styling gel.
Yeah,
I guess
really.
Styling gel wasn't around in the
Or 70s. Shampoo. I'm sure he goes through shampoo like crazy.
You know, you'd think so, but...
No.
He hates taking baths. It's like a dog.
Yeah, but you can give a dog shampoo.
Can you? Just don't kiss the Wookiee.
I'm giving you permission to give a dog shampoo.
Knick-knack, paddywhack. So, Pete, on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you rate this song?
And now, what is this like compared to... Was just within the album, because this is, I think, one of the standout tracks on the album. So,
yeah,
for this album, I'd give it a 5. Compared to other normal human music, I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is one of the standouts, and the R2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Those are the only two I really remember.
I like R2's Sleigh Ride, because it's basically just kind of sound effects and Anthony Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Golden Tony. We didn't even talk about him. I guess he's not on the
right. He's not on this track.
But yeah, yeah. They flew him in to appear on this album.
Yeah,
you know how much he hates travel.
Yeah, he didn't. He's on most of the tracks, I think, right, or maybe half the tracks.
Yeah, I guess this is one of the few he does not appear on.
Right. I wonder who. There's a surprising lack of info on, maybe not a surprising, but there's a frustrating lack of information on this album. So it would be neat to see who, you know, who those robots actually were, who some of the other musicians are. I mean, famously, you mentioned RTD2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and that's kind of the first recording of John Bon Jovi as a teenager.
Mm-hmm. His cousin was one of the producers.
Right. But, yeah, we don't know who these robot voices are or who the musicians are necessarily.
Yeah, they even, it says half the songs were written by someone named Maury Yeston. But I could not find any breakdown of, like, which songs were written by who or any of that stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah, that guy's a big shot producer guy, right? He's a Tony Award winner or something.
Yeah, he wrote songs for Nine, the musical, Titanic, the musical, and Phantom, not that Phantom, another Phantom of the Opera musical.
If I was going to do another Phantom of the Opera musical, I would call it Not That Phantom.
The other Phantom. Right. I would call it Phantom. No, not that Phantom. Right. The other Phantom. Yeah, so a surprising lack of information. Nice cover art by Ralph McQuarrie on the album. Obviously, we already discussed the single has a snowy Chewbacca.
Right.
Ralph McQuarrie art on the front cover. Good old Ralph McQuarrie.
Yeah, I feel like I spent a lot of time just staring at that.
I remember even as a kid, if you haven't seen the album cover, what is it, like Santa Claus sitting in front of a fire making toys or something while R2 and C-3PO look on?
Yeah, it's like, you know, Santa's workshop, more or less, except it's all droids. Yeah. And so there's a lot of interesting... There's a lot of interesting detail because it's a Macquarie painting. So there's, like, you know, just droids. You know, it's not a vast, you know, panorama or anything, but it's a nice little... a heartwarming scene of Santa sitting by the fire surrounded by killer robots.
I'm of two minds. When I was a kid, I remember thinking, like, I wish there was more Star Wars-y details and stuff. Like you know, like, basically right. Star Wars merchandise that he was making. But I guess, A, they might have been a little sensitive about, you know, the commercialization and stuff. Obviously, George Lucas took a lot of heat for being, you know, this is in a sense, like, the, you know, like, another piece of Star Wars junk for kids to buy, and especially at Christmas time. So,
right. I think,
but now that I'm older, I'm kind of like, I like the fact that it's not, because I feel like now if they did it would be crammed with you know, battle droid heads and
right
and a lot of stuff. So
yeah, it's, you know, there's all kinds of robots here to look at and wonder who they are. It's expanding things. It's not just that same narrow little universe.
It's an expanding universe. Is what you're saying?
It's our expanding universe. I think that's what I was saying.
All right, thank you. I give this a rating of 4 for Christmas songs. Like, I'd rather hear this Christmas songs than a lot of other Christmas songs.
Huh. Yeah.
Than a lot of, like, mainstream. Certainly, like, Mariah Carey, I would never want to hear that song again for the rest of my life.
I've grown to like that song somewhat recently. But
really? Oh, you had a child, so you're getting all sentimental.
Yeah, so my preferences are all just wishy-washy now. I don't care. I listen to adult-oriented rock and...
Do you hear Rod Stewart's coming out of the new album, Standards?
No, he drives me crazy.
I've softened up to old Rod lately. Yeah, so anyway.
Sorry, I didn't have anywhere to go with that.
No, but I really have. I used to really despise Rod Stewart, but I'll now tolerate the Faces. That's about as far as I'll go with the Rod Stewart catalog.
Huh.
But anyway, we're getting off the track once again. Anything else we want to say about this? Do you have any specific memories of listening to it as a kid or anything? Any, do you play it at school or something?
No. It was just mainly kind of confined. You know, when I think back to listening to it, I it's a situation, you know, my setup is almost a lot like it is right now. I'm wearing these big kind of headphones that totally cover my ears. And I'm sitting.
Just like Han Solo.
Yeah, sitting in the back of the house, just kind of, you know, rocking out to my own little Star Wars world.
Yeah, that's what else could you ask for?
Yeah. When I was, you know, 5, 6, that's all I wanted.
All you needed was Star Christmas at the Stars. All right, then. Should we wrap up? Should we make like a Christmas present and wrap this thing up?
Sure. Well, thanks for listening to us. And we do this kind of thing every weekday, Monday through Friday. We, like I said, covering 1 minute of the Star Wars saga at a time. Right now we're doing Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
If you made it all the way through to this episode to this point, you'd probably like the podcast.
That's true.
Because if you hated it, you'd turn it off. You'd have turned it off probably about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that, except for the movies. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, check us out at StarWarsMinute.com or on iTunes. You can find us there. Just search for Star Wars Minute. Or we're on Twitter, Facebook, Facebook.com/StarWarsMinute, Twitter at Star Wars Minute. And hopefully we'll see you over there on the next episode of Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.